Perth's best breakfast is here. You're listening to Millsy and Carl on 6BR.
I think if you've seen the Baltimore Bridge collapse, you'd be going, how the hell does a bridge of that size just come crashing down the way it did? Jonathan Kersley, his Nine US correspondent, has been all over this story. Amazing, really, Jonathan. And obviously, we've lost people in this. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Millsy and Carl, and everybody right across beautiful Perth. Look, this is a disaster. There are six people still unaccounted for after this bridge collapsed, the Key Bridge in Baltimore, which stands some 2.6 kilometres from one side of the river to the other. It came crashing down around about 1:30 local time this morning after a Singaporean flagged cargo ship careered into it. Now, there's a suggestion that the cargo ship seemed to lose power. They put out a mayday call. Police then managed to somehow stop traffic from getting onto the bridge. But there were still construction workers on that bridge who were fixing potholes on the road. It was a four-lane roadway, and those construction workers were there well into the night doing their job when, within minutes of this monstrous 100,000-ton ship striking the bridge just came crashing down. There were vehicles and seemingly two people who fell some 56 metres into the freezing cold waters below. The water's just 8 or so degrees Celsius, so very, very difficult conditions. And one of the senior executives we've heard word from of the construction company has put out a statement in the last little while saying that those six people are unaccounted for are presumed dead, but however, we are still waiting for authorities who say this is very much still an active search and rescue mission, a very active search and rescue mission. But there are now obviously significant questions that need to be asked of those on board the cargo ship too. The cargo ship guys had a checkered past. It had a collision in Antwerp back in 2016. It had deficiencies in its propulsion system. This is now going to be a key factor in the National Transport Safety Bureau's investigation. But I'm standing here now in someone's backyard, overlooking what is a stunning river, but all you can see is a wide gaping hole where a bridge once used to stand. The local people here are devastated, and there will be families here tonight as we approach sunset who will be going through just unimaginable emotions right now.
Jonathan, this bridge, I believe, opened in 1977, so it's 47 years old. And I believe from a condition report that was conducted last June, it stated that it was in fair condition. Do you think that structurally there will be an investigation given how it just folded up?
Well, there are definitely going to be questions asked during the investigation. The National Transport Safety Bureau's chair has already said that they will be looking at the structure of the bridge itself and whether there are actually any lessons that can be learnt out of this. The Governor, Wes Moore, the Governor of Maryland, he was asked earlier today whether there were structural issues, and he said, no, there weren't, that the bridge was sound. 47 years is young for a bridge, particularly in the United States, where they had been building them decades and decades and decades, and very, very long and sturdy ones too. I mean, cast your minds to bridges like the Golden Gate Bridge and the like. This, obviously not as big, but 2.6 kilometres spanning the length of this river. But as you saw in those images and the video and footage that is running on the Today Show on Channel 9, on Nine News last night, the bridge just crumbled. Mm. It just crumbled. Now, obviously, what they'll have to look at is, was it a factor of the ship being just so heavy and so big that it struck pretty much the right part of the bridge it needed to in order for the bridge to fall? It did strike a pylon, but this is a ship that is some 300 metres long. That's, you know, more than the size of the MCG or any Aussie Rules footy field back in Australia, and it's 100,000 tonnes. It's hard to stop something that big when it is going, and clearly they had concerns on board about the trajectory that the ship was taking, about their concerns over losing power. But now, as we head into darkness here, this is still very much an unfolding situation. I'm looking out on the water now. There are still patrol boats. There are still search boats out. But you have to say hopes of finding any survivors now are fading.
Two quick questions. Did the crew stay on board the bulk carrier?
Yeah, the crew stayed on board the ship. I'm actually looking at it now, and you can actually see the twisted metal is still lying over the very, very damaged
bow. Okay, so they didn't abort. They didn't abort. And
they didn't abort, and they're all okay. There's 22 Indian crew on there. The vessel was headed for that part of the world. The vessel's owners say that they all stayed on board. They're now cooperating with authorities and that none of the crew were injured.
Right. Okay. And one final question. When it all comes to pass, how will the people of Baltimore actually get around? Is this bridge crucial in their movements from day to day?
It's hugely crucial. It carries 30,000 vehicles every day. It carries some 12 million every single year. It is the largest bridge in Maryland. The harbour has a significant number of crossings here, but this one by far is the most important. Business. The added problem you've got now too is that the harbour's closed, the port's closed.
Yeah.
So you can't get goods in, you can't get goods out. And this port is a huge part of this city's economy. And this city and these people are going to be hurting for a long, long, long while to come.
Indeed. All right. Comprehensive report there, Jonathan. We'll see your pictures and your story on Nine Across the Day. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for speaking to me.
Good on Jonathan Kersley there, Nine US correspondent. Someone described it earlier as a Meccano set just gone badly wrong, or Lego. How can a bridge like that just do what it did? Unbelievable. It reminds me of 9/11, you know, when the buildings were designed to come down like that, if, you know, there was a structural default. The bridge, I wouldn't thought, would collapse the way it did. Unbelievable.